Shalom. This is Yair Davidi from Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel. Today we are about to study Psalm number 8. This is a relatively short psalm, so it should not take too long. We hope that you'll get a lot out of it, and so will we, and that you benefit from it, and that we too benefit from explanation of it. We learn more than you probably do from giving these explanations. At all events, if you are listening, and if you appreciate what we are saying, if you have any suggestions as to how we can improve our delivery, please contact us through our email address or otherwise. To begin, the verse says, to the chief musician upon Githith. Githith was a musical instrument, a psalm of David. In Hebrew, Limnatzeach ala Githith Mizmor David. Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We set thy glory above the heavens. Hashem Adonainu, Ma Adir Shemcha B'chol Haaretz, Hashetana Hodka Ha'al HaShamayim. The glory of God is above the heavens. That is what it says. That is literal explanation. It can also be understood to say, in the Hebrew, Al HaShamayim, this expression which is translated as above the heavens, can also be understood to say, on the heavens, in the heavens. But through learning the stars and astronomy and everything about creation, we can come to appreciate the glory and excellency of the Almighty. He continues in Psalms 8:2, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Says me pi olalim yon kim yasada da oz the ma'an zohar recha da ashbit oyev mit nakem. So through children, through babies, through birth and growing, you can also appreciate the Almighty, appreciate the glory of the Almighty. You can appreciate the potential that He has given us and our duty in this life. All mankind should produce children, especially Israelites, descendants of Israelites. They should have children. Whoever can have children should do so. On the whole, there are exceptions, but we're not dealing with them. And everyone has to do his own recognition of what his abilities are, what he can do, and what he cannot do. But if possible, a person should endeavor to bring children into this world and to raise them to the best way, to the best that is possible, in the best way that can be done. A lot of us have done things in the past that we have regretted, that we are sorry over. Some things cannot be undone. But one way of atoning, one day of doing things better, is to have children and to bring the children up, and to try and correct through our children what we've done in the world, what we have done that has not been correct. We can rectify it through our descendants. We should not pressure them. We should do it easy and calm. We should give them love, and we should resign ourselves to the decrees of the Almighty and have patience. And an inner joy is received through the Bible. You learn the Bible, you pray, and you have an inner joy. That's what it says in the Psalms. That's what David says. He says that you put in my heart an inner joy that is greater than wine. So every person, everyone who dedicates himself to the Almighty, believes in the Almighty, learns the Bible, will, God willing, achieve this inner happiness, this undefeatable confidence that the Almighty is with him, that everything will be okay. And one way this comes to expression will be, God willing, through bearing of children, through begetting children, and through bringing these children up, and through looking after them, and to be enabled by the Almighty to do so, to do right by what we have brought into this world. And this is what we should strive for, at the very least. David continues in Psalms 8:3, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained." As we said, by studying natural history and sciences and everything else of that nature, we can better appreciate the glories of the Almighty. We should do this. We should try and have an appreciation of what God has created. It's worth it. As it says in Hebrew, "Ki ere shamecha maasei esbooteka yarek v'kochavim asher kananta." He goes on in verse 4, according to the English translation, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Ma enosh ki tizkarenu, ben adam ki tehkadenu." What is a person that you are mindful in? What are we? We're nothing better than the animals. We're nothing better than biological beings. Collections of chemical reactions on one level. On the other level, we have a soul in us that sustains everything, that gives us meaning to everything. That because of us, everything else exists. And God has a task for each and every one of us that we may not always realize, we may always be aware of. We should know that each and every one of us has a purpose in this life. The Almighty will show him how to fulfill it, and will give him other tasks, God willing, and he will progress from one task to another, and he will grow the knowledge of God. As David continues, verse 8:5, "But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and thou hast crowned him with glory and honour. But hasrehu ma'ad me'lehim, but kabod v'hada ta'at rehu." So that it bears out our point. Even though we are, from one point of view, nothing better than animals, or some type of superior animal, or even an inferior animal, however you want to look at it. At another level, from another point of view, from a true perspective, we are not much lower than the angels. We should realize it, that we have a potential, that we have an inner soul, an inner strive to meet God. Should be aware of it. As he continues, 8:6, "Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Tamshileo bemasa yadeka ko shata tagrat raglav." Everything exists for us. Everything is in the dominion of mankind. We have responsibility. We should know that this is not for nothing. We should be aware of it. We should recognize it. Each and every one of us is a domain of their own. He's a monarch in his own right. In that field of endeavor which the Almighty has apportioned to each and every one of us as an individual, as for ourselves, as our own. She continues, "All sheep and oxen and the beasts of the field, Zonab Alafim Kulam, Agam Bahamad Sadeh." the all sheep and oxen. Actually, this should be in Hebrew. Actually, it says alufim, which means high quality bulls. This is a technical point, but it's worth taking a notice of. That everything, all beasts, even the most powerful, all of them have been given unto mankind to rule over and to dominate and to use with when and where possible and necessary. The fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, in verse 8:8, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, is it for Shamayim Megayayam, or Ver Ohad Yamim? And there are paths of the sea. There are paths of the sea through which the fish travel, and has been shown that in many cases these paths through which the fish travel in a seasonal pattern are related to the paths of the birds. We now know, or it's been known forever, it's always been known, the birds migrate. In the summer, they go to one place, in the winter to another. The birds migrate. Sometimes they migrate over short distances within continents, and sometimes they have transcontinental migrations. It's a case in South Africa, Cape Town, South Africa, related by Rabbi Yerachmiel Dushinsky, where, as he says, the fishers who lived in Cape Town, in the fishing season, would go out and gather in the fishes that came close to the area at that time. One year they go out there, as they do in each and every year, and they couldn't find any fish. But they eventually found them in another area, in the sea, in another region of the sea. The fish had changed the paths in which they swam from one year to the other, according to the season. Why had they done that? Because the birds had. Due to air pollution created by man, the birds had changed their pathway of flying, had flown in another route in order to circumvent the polluted air. The birds, in their flying, excretions. These excretions fall into the sea and fertilize the vegetation, which the fish in their swimming lived on and used as they too migrated from one area to the other. Not only did they eat it, but they used the line of availability of this extra source of nutrition as pointers of direction for their migratory swimming. In other words, the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air passed through the paths of the sea. Both of them were related. The pathways of both were related and could be found outlined on the sea floors. And the plankton that had been produced or that had grown through the additional fertilizer that the birds had dropped. David concludes, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Adonai Adonainu, Ma Adishim Choba Kol Haaretz. So that is the whole psalm. That is something we have to take cognition of and be aware of. The glory of God is everywhere and in all creation. And his might is to be realized through everything that we do and everything that we see around us, and we should be aware of this, of how the Almighty reveals himself through nature and through our lives and the opportunities that he gives us. May you have a good day and God bless you all. This is Yair Davidi signing off from Bambi, Britain, and broadcasting in Jerusalem, Israel. Thank you.